Have your way, have your way, have your way, my Lord. Oh Lord, this day we give our life away unto you, Lord, that purchased our life long ago at the cross there of Calvary, Lord. And here this day we praise you, we worship you, we acknowledge you for all that you've done, and we acknowledge you for all that you're about to do, Lord, in the church, but most importantly, what you're going to do through the church, beyond the walls, Lord, Father God, to be able to meet the need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we love you, and we all say in one accord, amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering here this beautiful Sunday morning, amen. Worship team, you may have your seats. You may have your seats as well. Amen. Those on Facebook, we welcome you. Amen. From wherever you're viewing here on this beautiful Sunday morning, amen. On your phone or on your TV screen, it may just look like another Sunday service, but I want to be able to show you what's taking place outside right now as we go to the screens. Give us one picture. All right, that's one picture of what's taking place. Give us the next picture. All right, that picture shows that, see, if you would have came, all the snow would have been done. All the snow work would have been done. That's what that shows. See, that picture, some of you are probably looking how high the snow is and the banks of the snow there. But what I see is work that was done. I see work that was done, amen. That's what I see. We don't, and our eyes can't be fixed on the circumstances of what the enemy's doing, but our eyes have got to be fixed on, you know, what the Lord is doing, amen. And that is the privilege we have here on this beautiful, beautiful property where half of our leadership lives here, amen. The rehab lives here, Pastor Felipe and his family lives here, and so on, that as great as the circumstances are outside, here at the Church of God of Victor Outreach Milwaukee, the show goes on, amen? The church continues to build no matter what the circumstances outside may have to say. Because the true circumstances lie within our lives and what's taking place in our life. And just like there was a work that needed to be done outside the building of the house of God, how many know that there's another work that has to be done inside the house of God, inside the true temple of God, which is your life and my life. So this is what's going on in Milwaukee right now in the wintertime. Amen. I believe it's tomorrow's the 1st of February. So we're in the beehive of winter right now. Amen. I want to thank those that did come. Amen. I had to drive from 30 minutes out. My wife came. I was snow plowing early this morning just to get our vehicles out and stuff because there was just no other thought. There wasn't a plan B I had in my life this morning when I got up to spend time with the Lord. It was just plan A. I had to get to church. Amen. I had to get to church. That's it. I had to get to church. There was a time I had to get to the connection, no matter what the circumstances said outside. There was no snow, no matter how hot, how broke, whatever was taking place. The law was after me. My parole officer was after me. I was absconding. There was a manhunt out for my life. And I was still out there doing it up, even though all these circumstances around me were taking place. The enemy had a good hook on me, a good work happening in my life. And I thank the Lord for his grace and mercy now that the Lord got his hook on me and he's anchored me. So I thank the enemy here this day for preparing me for times, hard times. Amen. He was a good teacher back then. Amen. Not to stop for nothing. Amen. Praise the Lord. As we get into the message here this day, I once again, there's probably more on Facebook viewing that is present here this day. And that's a plus for Facebook here this day, that what COVID brought was cameras and everything, that all the leadership, their vehicles are all plowed in and snowed in and everything. And they all called and says, Pastor, I'm really plowed in by the city trucks that go by and stuff. So anyhow, I say, peace, what's up? Amen, we're here. God bless you guys. Amen. You better be listening to the whole message. Amen. Just because you're there at the house don't mean you can chill. Amen. So I'm excited to preach the gospel here this morning. Amen. Let's give ourselves once again a good clap offering for the pledge. I knew it was going to work because we have a leadership. We have a strong leadership. I knew it was going to work, and we have a strong church in the making right now of new members coming in. So those numbers, I ran through that kind of money in a week or two running with the enemy. Amen. I mean, it went through my hand, but out the other hand. Amen. So the 60,000 is nothing. When we see what it's able to do in the saving of lives that are lost and bound, that can't get themselves unstuck on a beautiful sunny day, more or less on a heavy snowy day as today. Amen. I believe California's few viewers from California watching on from the beautiful sunny state. Amen. And there's family members that they know that are stuck right now, even in the beautiful sunny state of California. But there's a bridge being built. There's a people coming together, not just in Milwaukee, but in the Great Lakes region, our region here, amen, and even internationally, all around the world, as you saw through United We Can, amen, the few churches that are building out there, amen, and are filled to capacity, rehabs. So the Lord is at work, but we got to be at work, amen. As we go to the message here this day, crossing others over using our spiritual gifts. This is the second part of leadership. We're going to be going at the administrator, the gift of the administrator. That's the fourth. I believe we have three left to cover. Amen. So with that, I want to reflect back on a scripture, a few verses on to bring us to a place of remembrance, being reminded of what the Lord is doing right now through the gifts, and why we're, for those that are new, finding out what our gifts are, for we can use our gifts. Amen. We just don't want to know what they are. We want to know what they are for we can use the gifts that God has given the body of Christ. Amen. To edify one another, to strengthen one another, for the church can be healthy, so when those that come in unhealthy, amen, they too can become healthy, amen. So the gifts that God has given His body, His sons and daughters, are crucial to be in operation if God is going to be able to build His kingdom. Building His kingdom through those that are lost and bound like you were and I were, amen. We're going to have to utilize what God has given us, the tools and the gifts that God has given us to build His temple in these end times that we're living in. Amen. So as we go to the book of Romans chapter 12, I'm going to be reading from verse 4 to verse 6. And the Bible reads, just as our bodies, that's our physical body, amen. Just as our bodies have many parts. How many know that our body has more than one part? Amen? Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function. So we know that our body has many parts, and the many parts have many functions. I'm using my mouth right now to speak the good news. Amen? It makes a comparison, so it is with Christ's body. So there's a comparison being made here from our physical body that has many parts, many different functions. And the Bible makes a comparison with the body of Christ that He is the head of. It says, so it is with Christ's body. Christ has a body. Yes, He does. The body is you and I. We are many parts of one body. Again, there's members here today. There's members, different members viewing through Facebook. Amen. But We're one body. We're one. Amen? But even though there's many parts, and though we're one body, and it goes on to say, and we all belong to each other. Tell your neighbor, I need you. Even if you're mad at your neighbor, tell him a second time, I really need you. It's easier to get along than it is to fight. But to get along, we got to humble ourselves. To fight, we ain't got to do nothing new. We know how to do that in our sleep. The Bible says that we belong to each other. Verse 6 says, in his grace, not one of us should be here today. Amen. Not a one of us should be viewing through Facebook today. But in his grace, something God has done. God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. How many are tired of doing things all the wrong way? Amen. Never being able to get it done the right way. Well, here the good news is that there's gifts within your life that God has placed there, amen, for doing certain things well. I don't want you to tell your neighbor, but I want you to tell yourself. God has placed gifts within my life to do certain things well. I need my brother. I need my sister in order to do certain things well for God's glory and honor. Amen. I want us to go really quick. There's a lot of reading that's going to take place today. To go really quick to the body diagram. And remember, right now we are at the level those that are here can see that administration slash leadership. Amen. Those that are viewing through Facebook, it's the one that says administration and leadership. And then the line, once again, this is a part two. The line draws to the shoulder of that body diagram, right over the red line. And in that, it also, anything over that red line right there, I believe on Facebook it's a red line, it might be a dotted one, but it's as those gifts are speaking as for God gifts. So from the leadership up to the teacher, amen, these gifts require you being a good speaker, amen. And it don't mean that if you just got saved or you've been in the church a few months that you're supposed to be a good speaker right now. You know, within the gifts that God has placed within our lives, we need to grow in maturity to be able to use our gift well. To do that certain thing God has called us to do in the building of his temple, good. How many want to do it right for the first time in your life? Amen. Not right to as the world sees right, but doing certain things right based on the way God sees right. Amen? So here we also find out that when in the book that we're studying off of, amen, that 13% have this gift, amen, of administration, of leadership. Then again, I say, I don't know if the person that wrote this book many years ago, part of the, I think it was 10 years of statistics. I don't believe Victor Outreach people were in that, part of that crew that were, you know, viewing over for 10 years. I believe today that there's more than 13% leadership because we're all over the world. That's why those videos you watched, amen, in Guadalajara, Mexico, are so important. In Africa, you see Victory Outreach, amen. And then there's Pastor Paul, amen. I'm so proud of him, amen. And he has his own Victor Outreach grocery store now and a nice building. So when I seen that on Facebook, I said, yes, I commented to it. I said, because I believe throughout the world, Victory Outreach is going to start having businesses. Amen. To be empowered. Amen. To be able to do the work that God has called us to do. So when I saw Pastor Paul Lloyd there with the Victory Outreach grocery store, he could have put, you know, grocery store up there. But no. He put Victory Outreach grocery store. Amen. That's what made the difference right there. So when I see that, I see the end times that we're living in. I see the enemy at work right now. And God has been speaking to me for the last year or two about businesses. And if you know me, I'm not a person that's always talking about money. That just has come up recently. I'm just so fortunate to be highly blessed and favored of the Lord, along with my family and along with the congregation here in Milwaukee. The Lord has been gracious to us. Amen. And I am excited. Amen. I'm excited seeing, amen, other churches now starting businesses. Amen. That will no longer have to shrink back because the finances ain't there. They got the plan of God within their lives, but the finances ain't there. We serve a big God. I want to tell yourself, those viewing through Facebook, we serve a big God that is able. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a good clap offering here this day. We're not going to be that broke church anymore. And we're still going to come under the anointing. We're still under God's grace and mercy. But I believe he wants the end time church, amen, to be financially fit, not just to meet the needs of the church and the bills of the church, but to be able to meet the need of the lost and the bound, and to have beautiful properties that can accommodate in meeting the need, amen? How many have ever had a great idea, but it took money to do it? And the great idea you had never took place. It's not about money. That's not me, amen. But I know it's needed now. I know it's needed now. So when I see us at 9,200, that's nothing. That's nothing. That's nothing to what the Lord wants to do. That's nothing. My pastor always said that all the money in the world, amen, you know, can do nothing for a drug addict, a lost man. It'll kill him. But when the money's in the right hands that can be trusted, hands that are going to use it to build God's kingdom, why would God not want to financially fit, amen, those churches to be financially fit to build his kingdom? I've had great ideas the 18 years I've been here in Victor Outreach, Milwaukee. And I've spoken and I've spoken, but we've never been able to bring them to pass because of the lack of finances. Those days are over with. Those days are over with. And God's going to need his people to do their part, to do certain things well that are in position. Amen. And God's going to bless you for stepping out in faith. I don't know about you, but I don't want to have, when I die, I don't want all this money in the bank. I want what I worked for being put to use in the house of God. I want it to be used in saving the lost and the bound. That's where I want my finances at. I don't need them in the bank, empowering and bringing finances to a bank through interest and a banker using my money. I want God to use my money. And you should want God to use your money. Amen? Let's give the Lord a good clap offering. If the devil could have used your finances, why can't God use your finances? We had no problem in giving all our money to the devil to be cursed, knowing we were doing the wrong things, knowing we were going the right way, the wrong way, and yet we gave even our life to the work of the enemy. I am convinced that there's some people here and viewing through Facebook that can surrender all to the Lord. So as we see the body diagram, we're at the shoulders, part two. Amen. We often say that someone in leadership is shouldering responsibility, carrying the load of leadership. Leadership is a tough position, but somebody's got to do it. I don't know about you, but when I was in the world, I was tough. Amen. I could be counted on to make it happen. Amen. Today, 23 years later, I'm tough in the Lord and I can be counted on to carry the weight that's needed to be carried. Amen. If there was ever a time for leadership, I placed here in my notes within our church, it's now. If there's ever a time for leadership within our church, it's now. We already have a great leadership, but we need more leaders to be able to cover more ground. And the theme for this year is expansion. I want to be able for our church to cover more ground. Because how many know there's not a shortage of people that are lost and bound within this city of Milwaukee? We need to expand. We need to get out of our little comfort zone, and we need to cross over. Amen. There's one thing about building this bridge. When you become part of it, I'm getting a thought right now. Amen. When you become part of building this bridge, we start from this side, and we put a sticker, and then we put another sticker, and we put another one, and we put another. You got to see that all lit up with stickers, amen? And we put another one, and we put another one. I sound like the line from the Wizard of Oz, put them up, we put another one. I don't know why, but I just got that thought, amen? So we put another sticker, we put another sticker, and before you know it, if you're involved, if you're in this, we get to this side, and we're able to look back in building the bridge, amen, financially, amen, because we've never had a problem of going to work, of putting in some work. We never had that problem. Pastor was plowing his driveway all morning out there because I had to get to church. Amen. I showered, prayed, but got the little tweaks on the message, and then I went outside like I did it bad. I was sweated out. Coming and talking with all the leadership because I just wanted to be on Facebook today. I wanted the Word of God to still go forward. Amen. I wanted to be on Facebook today. See, when you're part of what God is doing, you'll find yourself at the end and be able to look back and say, the bridge is built. Because what's holding us back right now is not manpower, woman power, it's finances. And I want to be part, so when I go up there putting that sticker, that's really all of us going up there and putting that sticker. So when we get to the end, we're able to look back and say, done deal, the bridge is built. Without picking up a hammer, without picking up a tool, the bridge is built. Because the problem has always been in the giving. Because people, we live in a time and an age that it's hard to trust people. And I understand that. But can you trust God? Can you trust God? Because He is the one that is speaking to you loud and clear here this day. So maybe you can't trust man, or you can't trust the pastor. My question is, can you trust God? Can you trust God? Is it God that is moving your heart right now? Is it God that is challenging you right now? Because I'm just the voice for God. I'm just an ambassador of God, speaking the words of the Lord here this day. But you got to be able to hear the voice behind the voice. And if you want to view this service today as a commercial, as a money thing, go ahead. Go ahead. And stay where you're at. But we're building this bridge, so when we, at the end, get to the other side, we ourselves have crossed over. See, there's some people in the church that need to be crossed over. Not just those that are outside the walls of the church. But if you're with us and we come together because we all need one another, Romans 12 says, before you know it, you crossed over also. See, the Lord can't get to them if we haven't crossed over ourselves. We can't have a 20-foot gap in the bridge right in the middle. Amen. Bridges don't work like that. You've seen movies where there's earthquakes in the middle, buses, and the cars are just flying off. That's what's happening right now. There's a broken bridge, amen? And we're building a brand new one that the architect is God, one that can't be shooken, one that can't be broken down, one that's going to cross over the lost and the bound. Worried about snow? My God, that just challenged me. Going to make this happen today. That just brought challenge to my life. The greater the snow, brought challenge to get to church. Where were we? Expansion. There are certain gifts that God has placed within your life to do certain things well. To do certain things well. Anything and everything we'll ever do in life is going to take finances. But when we come together like you saw there in United We Can, you see these beautiful buildings now being purchased by our ministry. You see me representing my little, I just got my new little pin here, amen. Yeah. Mine's got diamonds on it, amen. I'm representing. I'm Victory Outreach. 23 years and counting. And I'm excited not only for our church, but all the works of Victory Outreach all around the world. Amen. I'm going to get to reading. Amen. And I pray that you all focus and listen. Some real good points on leadership. Some of the characteristics of leadership. Amen. To see if you have that gift. We're going to pick up where we left off last Sunday, which was number 7. Number 7 in your handout. Amen. Once again, a few called Sister Lily in regards to wanting the printout. If you want the printout, Sister Lily, if you would kindly please place your phone number there on Facebook, just in case if others want the handout, you can get it to them. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm warmed up now. Amen? Number 7 on your handout in bold letters is a visionary person with a broad perspective. We need to grade ourselves and see what gifts we got, because what we're doing all this for and spend all this time is that at the end, you guys are going to be put to work. I'm telling you right now before we finish, you're going to get put to work. And prayerfully, you do the work part good, amen? Is a visionary person with a broad perspective. Proverbs 29:18 tells us, where there is no vision, the people perish. Vision is needed to keep people in focus, whether in business or faith. A good leader is a person of vision. And in upholding that vision for others to see, he or she can inspire great accomplishments. That vision can be anything from a revelation of God as to a particular purpose for a particular group, to the simple ability to visualize how people can work together to accomplish a common goal. There's a good point here. Along with vision comes a specific type of faith. Along with vision comes a specific type of faith. Administrators, leadership, believe if they can accomplish with the help of others what they are able to visualize. Amen? Leadership, administrators often have vision, real important point here, often have vision beyond the scope of the people they lead. So here it says the leader has a vision. Sometimes his vision that's being conveyed is beyond what the people can see. Amen? It's beyond the scope of the people they lead. But those who follow are spurred on and kept on course by the vision of the leader. Without this, the people would fail to achieve their potential. Amen? So, as my pastor would preach, and he had a vision for the church, amen, I came under him, amen, and did everything I could do to make his job easy, to line up the load on his shoulders. I did anything and everything that I could do. Amen. I was one of those that really couldn't see what he was seeing. Amen. But with my help, what he was seeing, and with the help of others, what he was seeing and we couldn't see, but through our obedience was accomplished. So I believe as I give the word and I talk about a bridge, some people, it goes over your head. Don't mean that we can't achieve it if we come together. So I'm giving you the vision that God has given me. Amen. I'm giving it to you, but I want to let you know, even though God gave me the vision and you can't quite see it clearly, and it's hard to believe it because you can't see it, I want to let you know here this day, if you believe and you follow me and the work of what God is doing in the church, that it's going to bless your life. Without this, the people would fail to achieve their potential. You see, as you follow the vision God has given me, it's going to allow you to realize your potential. The certain things that you have within your life that you can do good in the things of God. Not in the world, but things that pertain to the building of the temple of God. Number eight. Easy facilitates resources and people to accomplish tasks or goals. Woo, my head's already spinning, amen. I think this is harder than driving through the snow. Praise the Lord. Like one who loves to put pieces of a puzzle together, the administrator, the leader loves to fit people and resources together to facilitate a task. I love doing that, amen? Especially when God gives us a bunch of nobodies, amen? Okay, we're going to do this. And guys believe, yeah, we're going to do it, Paul is a system analyst for the Boeing company, amen? I have to be an organizer, an educator, a motivator of various people if I'm going to accomplish the goals I've been assigned. Paul explains, I enjoy using organizational ability, logic, and persuasion as my basic tools for working with people to get the job done. In contrast, Julia uses her administrative leadership gift in her home. The first thing in the morning, I always make out a list of things to be done during the day, she confides. Then I think through the jobs. I do this every morning, every at nighttime before I go to sleep. I wake up in the morning with lists. I go to sleep with a list, amen? Then I think through the jobs, amen? There's a woman at the house, amen, who will do them, and when I schedule tasks for the kids, I get the resources ready, the broom, the mop, the garden tools, or the bathtub cleaner. Come on, somebody. We need to get a plan of love together. Amen. Pobrecita. Amen. I even organize my husband. Wait a minute. I should have skipped that part. I even organize my husband. He's not always so happy about it, but he knows if he does his part, all the work will get done on schedule. So here the husband is a big timer and the airplanes and the Boeing company, and then his wife's at the house with a list just as long, amen, to keep the house up in order, amen, clean. Number 9, enjoys delegating tasks and supervising people. That's me, amen. It's a challenge. I love doing it, especially when we don't have all the pieces needed in the puzzle to make it happen. I love stretching a few people, amen? Chopping a person up to about 5 people, amen? To make it happen. That's one of the models in our ministry is make it happen, amen? Administrators love to tell people what to do. Come on, somebody, amen? Some of the guys in the rehab didn't like that point. It cleans it up, guys. We mean that in a positive sense. Amen? Clean up. They easily see what jobs need to be done, and they seem to know who can do them well. They enjoy distributing work in such a way that it will bring about maximum satisfaction and accomplishments. Amen? Good stuff. Let's go to 10. Will endure. You got to have this one if you got this gift. Will endure criticism in order to accomplish the ultimate task. You're going to have to put up with some stuff, in other words, amen? You ain't going to get to the top without getting a few lumps, amen? Leaders get criticized. It seems to be part of the occupational hazard of administration. There are always those who feel the leader should do things differently or slower or faster or more carefully or more daringly or whatever. Yeah, that's the place I spin, amen. You should do it this way. No, this is the way we're doing it. A variation on Abraham Lincoln's famous statement might be, one of Abraham Lincoln's famous statement, amen. You can please all the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time, but you can't please all the people all the time. Amen? So get over it. It ain't happening. I don't care how slick you think you are. It's not going to happen. However, this will not detour an administrator or leadership from his course. One pastor said, the problem working with a church is that you have people. When you have people, you have problems. That's an S at the end. Amen? Muchos problemas. There goes the snow guy. He's snowing somebody else's car in. Someone else once answered, an outspoken critic of churches, there are no perfect churches. I will say this point. And if you should find one and join it, it would not be perfect anymore. If you know any administrators, leadership, a pastor called Charlie, pray for them. They're being bombarded with more than their share of criticism. But I'm all good with it. I used to be a leader of the gang, amen? I was never a gang member. I hung out with them, did time with them, but I was never a gang member, amen? Number 11, has great zeal and enthusiasm for whatever he or she is involved in. Whatever I do, I'm all in. I can't be moping around. I don't care what I'm doing. If it's taking the dog out, whatever, I got to be doing it more. I breathe hard all the time. And it's just the way I'm knit, man. Just the way I am. Has great zeal and enthusiasm for whatever he or she is involved in. Enthusiasm emanates naturally from the administrator, the leader. The Amplified Bible says that the administrators are to do their job well. Zeal and singleness of mind. The Greek word is spoud, which in the King James is translated diligence. and by Wolf's ass intense eagerness and effort. From Strong's Concordance, we learn that the word also encompasses the ideas of speed, amen, dispatch, earnestness, haste, intense effort, and determination. It said speed, but not the speed while you're in the rehab, amen. Speed as in moving fast for the Lord, amen. Praise the Lord. It is as if God has given the administrator, the leader, the ability to throw all of his or her efforts into a situation in order to see it to a conclusion. Amen? Praise the Lord. 13, we're going to skip one. Let's go to 13 now on your handout. Is willing to let others get the credit in order to get the job done. That's a big one. You want to be a leader, that's going to have to be within your life. Is willing to let others get the credit. In other words, is willing to be humbled